Welcome to Biohacking with Brittany. Thank you for tuning in to another episode today. I am your host, Brittany Ford. I am a registered holistic nutritionist, content creator, podcaster, advanced fertility nutritional advisor, which is such a long title. But more than that, I am your friendly female biohacker who just loves to talk to you about all things optimizing health. And today we are diving into topics that I know not too much about, which honestly feels like most of my guests, when they come on the show, they teach me so many things. And today is very much like that. So we dive into Crohn's disease and colitis and a lot of IBD, which is irritable bowel disease. And we talk a lot about this, and it's really interesting. The different directions that we go, and Dane Johnson, who is an expert in this space, has such an inspirational story that he walks us through about what he went through and how he got diagnosed, and it changed his life in his 20s, and what he did about it, and how he took this holistic viewpoint of really how to heal, and now teaches other people how to do the same. So it's very inspirational listening to him. I loved having him on the episode on the podcast. He is a great guest. I actually told him that after the episode. And I just really appreciated him coming on. And I know that if you are somebody who suffers with Crohn's or colitis or IBD or IBS or any of these kind of similar health issues, I know that you're actually going to get a lot out of this, because there's so many actionable insights that even I was writing stuff down when I was going through this and listening to this episode. So stay tuned for all of that. Stay until the end. There's like so many good nuggets, golden nuggets throughout. And I just really appreciate like these types of episodes when we can just focus on a couple of different health issues and really dive deep into them. On a personal note, I am in my last week of my second trimester. So I start my third trimester on Sunday, which is crazy. And life is very full on right now. I am, you know, I'm moving next week. We bought a house, and I talked about this on the podcast last week, but we bought a house and we are moving, and I am very busy with work. And then I'm also pregnant. And so it's just like life is very full on right now. I'm trying to keep all the balls in the air, but also trying to have balance and like get 8 hours of sleep and exercise and drink water and do all these healthy things, you know? So it's a real testament to my commitment to health during times like this. And I think that it's fine for there to be an ebb and flow, really, of your health and what you do during this time. And yeah, I'm just trying to prioritize the most important things. And that's me, my baby, my health, and then also my business. And so just really putting those into perspective is helpful. I am taking some time off next week. We start our drive across Canada next. Technically, we start at Wednesday, but then we're going to stay with family for a bit. So we technically start it on Saturday, and then we drive for about 8 days, I think it is. 8-9 days. And we're driving across Canada, which is going to be crazy. So it's me, my husband, my baby, my belly, and my dog Moose. So it'll be fun. And we're doing a bunch of hiking on the way and lots of walks. And I'm doing some like massages, and like we're staying at nice hotels, and I'm trying to like make it more of a trip rather than, oh my gosh, I'm stuck in this car, I don't want to be in here. We tried to kind of make it a little nicer. So when I actually drove out west from, you know, Toronto to Vancouver, let's say, east to west, we did it in 5 days. So we did it so fast, but circumstances are so different now. We are not doing that. So we're taking our time, and it's going to be a fun road trip for us, I think. And yeah, I haven't spent that much time in a car in a very long time. So I guess we'll kind of see how it goes. But that is life right now. So if you're sending me DMs and I'm not responding, it's not because I don't want to. It's just because, like any person who runs their business, you know, you have to make priorities. You have to choose what you're going to prioritize every single day. And right now, me showing up on socials every day and being super active is not a priority. I just launched my course last week. So there's that as well, which is baby steps. And I'm so proud of it. So all of the women who enrolled, thank you so much for joining. I am so happy to see you in there. I see you going through my lessons and reading all my stuff. It makes me so happy. And this is a course that's designed to optimize your preconception health prior to pregnancy, prior to conceiving, right? So it's for men and it's for women. It's mostly for women, but there are lessons in every single module for men and dedicated to men's health. And it is just so encouraging when I see these women in this program going through it and I'm getting emails like, what would you do with this? And what do you think about that? And so it is open for enrollment now. I am still working on it. There's lots I need to do on it. We're constantly updating it. I have a few people helping me and it's nowhere near complete. And so it's just awesome to have it up and live and having people enrolling. It's done is better than perfect is kind of like the saying, and launch it ugly is what the entrepreneurs say, you know? So I'm really proud of it and it's been a lot of work and it's very in depth. So if you are listening to this and you want to get pregnant in the next year and you care about optimizing your health, Baby Steps is for you. This is exactly what my husband and I did to get pregnant. I got pregnant on the first try, like the very first try. And I had mild PCOS, I had a hemorrhagic cyst, and I had irregular cycles. So there was a lot working against me and I figured it out. And I put all of that into this course. And we also tripled my husband's sperm count, which is really cool too. So lots of things going on, lots to talk about. And I will definitely be doing podcast episodes on all of that. So stay tuned. And a shout out to my favorite neurohacker. Oh my gosh, I love that I see you guys purchasing their supplements. Neurohacker is like one of the OG biohacker supplements. So they have blends that are just very like, how do I even say this? Like they're just very elite. So one of my favorite products of theirs is their Senolytic product, and it is designed to really optimize your cellular health. And you only take 2 capsules when you do it. So you take like 2, you do it for 2 days and you can do it once a month or you can do it every few months, depending on what you want to do. But essentially this Senolytic supplement is a very deep cleans out the house basically of your cells. And so it's all about mitochondrial function. And a lot of people really like this. There's not much on the market that's like it. I think that's why it's so, so popular. And I think it's also very interesting that you don't have to take that much of it. Like that's how powerful it is like you actually don't need that much. So if you're somebody who cares about cellular health, I would check out the Senolytic product. And then they also have a fabulous, fabulous nootropic. So this is arguably my favorite nootropic and it is very powerful. It's a blend of vitamins, minerals, herbs, adaptogens, a bunch of other like things in there that have been really designed to help your brain show up the best that it can. So memory recall, focus, attention, less procrastination, all of those types of things. And it is very popular. So that is probably my favorite product from them. Definitely check that out. That's Neurohacker. And you can use my discount code and my link. It's all in my show notes. So if you're listening on your phone right now, you can just pull up the show notes, like click on it within Spotify or within Apple Podcasts, and it will just pop up for you. And then a shout out to Leela Quantum Tech. You know, speaking of road trips, I am definitely taking their individual capsule with me. So Leela Quantum Tech focuses on neutralizing the EMF all around you. So the way that they do this is that it is like through their different technology and through these different pieces of, I guess like pieces of metal that they've created and they've changed the energy and vibration for that then like changes the energy and vibration around you. And they have over 65 different studies proving that they work. They were on my podcast in January, which is one of my most downloaded episodes. And so I'm going to take their capsule necklace with me, keep it in my car, keep it in like kind of close to me when I travel just to help neutralize the EMF around me. Especially, as somebody who is pregnant, right? So this is something that is a big concern for me having a baby in my belly is like, where is the radiation around me? Where is the EMF? Like from my computer, from my phone, all of these things that I'm kind of constantly thinking about. So I am bringing that with me and definitely check that out. EMF is a big topic I actually talk about in my course because there is research that talks about how it impacts egg quality, sperm quality, especially sperm quality. So there is a lot behind that. And I think it is really important. So that's Lila Quantum Tech and definitely check them out. I have their home products as well. So enjoy this episode. If you are somebody suffering from Crohn's, colitis, IBD, IBS, this is made for you. They actually have something that new that just launched as well. And I will link that as well in the show notes. You can book a complimentary session with one of their IBD support specialists. So if you're listening to this and you're like, whoa, this sounds like me, this sounds like my mom, this sounds like my dad, my partner, whatever, they have a complimentary session that you can book with them to kind of like customize a IBD protocol for you so that you can get massive results. So I would look into that. That's their Shield, you know, program that they have. And it is fabulous. And I'm just really excited to be able to provide that for you. Enjoy this episode. I will catch you next week for another one. I put out episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And I hope you have a lovely weekend if you're listening to this on the weekend or on Friday. And thank you for listening. If you leave a review or a rating, it also means so much to me. I read all of them and I just appreciate your feedback. Welcome to Biohacking with Brittany. Thank you for joining me today for another podcast episode. I am joined by Dane Johnson, whose journey from a flourishing career in LA to a life-threatening battle with severe colitis and Crohn's disease is nothing short of extraordinary. So we are going to dive into both of those diseases, how he kind of overcame it personally, and now how he helps other people do it in this very holistic, biohacky way that he does it. So Dane, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Brittany. Thanks so much for having me. I love the intro. We're going to definitely do it in a biohacky way. And everybody out there, thanks for being here. I dedicate this time to anyone who's dealing with IBD, autoimmune disease, chronically sick, feeling like you're a failure. There's no way out. I will do everything in my power to give you as much good energy and aha moments and biohacks today as I can, because we all deserve to have this information at our fingertips and be able to utilize it, because the body can heal. Healing is possible. Excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I love that. I love that you dedicate this show. That's awesome. So before we dive into kind of like the strategies and the tips and the things that you might have, I would love for you to take us back to working in LA, having this thriving career, and then you kind of had this moment where everything changed for you and your health. Like, take us back to that. What did it look like? What happened?
Oh man, it was like God had smited me. I mean, how many of us can feel like that? Your life's going well. You made all these good decisions. You really worked hard for that college, that sport, that career. And then boom, severe chronic autoimmune disease, debilitating your life. And that's what it was for me. You know, I was a kid from the middle of Virginia, born in the sticks, you know, family, middle class, everything. We didn't have any experience in big city life. I'd never been to a big city. And I took a one-way trip when I was 23 to LA because I just got it in my head. I wanted to live in California. I thought I might be able to do acting and modeling and just that career. When you're 23, you're thinking, hey, it's the time to do it, right? I got a college degree. I went to school and did everything I was supposed to. And I worked a full-time job in Washington, D.C. And so I had the resume. I had the career, went to LA. And it was like right before I went to LA, I got diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. I hadn't even heard of it. This was 2010, 2011, right in there. And I didn't know what was going on. All I knew is I went to the bathroom and it looked like a crime scene in the toilet. You know, it's like, did I eat like 14 beets last night or what is this? I had tons of blood, cramping, pain, low energy. I was going to the bathroom, you know, 7 times, 10 times, 15 times, and I didn't know what to make of it. And it got so bad, you know, I started first seeing those symptoms at 19, but by the time I was 23, it was so bad that I really had to say something and I had to go to the doctor. And that's when they diagnosed me with ulcerative colitis. And yeah. that was the journey basically downhill. But it was so ironic to me, Brittany, because I know a lot of us can relate listening that you have these dreams, you have these excitements, especially when you're young. Like now's the time to do it, right? Before the kids, before marriage, before you have a big mortgage, you go, man, now's the time to be free and go do stuff. And I felt like that was taken from me. And so I was in LA and I was lucky enough that I signed with a large commercial agency and I signed with Ford Models and Wilhelmina, and I was all of a sudden represented in New York and Florida and Germany, and I was getting booked for jobs all around the world. But at the same time, I started having 15 bloody bowel movements a day, covered in cystic acne, losing weight, couldn't be away from a bathroom. Right when this, you know, this really divine gift had been given to me, you know, because when I was growing up, I thought I was going to be a 9-to-5 cubicle guy. I mean, that's what everyone did in Virginia, right? So I was really dreading the idea of graduating college and going into the workforce, because my dad was a company man for 45 years. And I saw he just, you know, woke up at 5 a.m., got home at 6 p.m. for 45 years. And, you know, I was a little scared of that. So that was the LA life and then getting diagnosed. And at first it was, look, take some prednisone, take some mesalamine, you're going to be okay. And it did help, but it didn't help enough to where like I could really see myself as safe. And so that's where a lot of us, we start feeling like a sick person. When you get diagnosed and then you chronically see these symptoms not going away, sticking with you month after month after month, and then it gets scarier when the medications don't work. So, you know, put me on 40 milligrams of prednisone, I slowly taper down, symptoms come back, more blood, more cramping. Okay, what do I do? Well, let's go on 6-MP. Okay, messed up my liver, severe symptoms from that. That doesn't work. Okay, let's go on methotrexate. That didn't work. Okay, let's go on Remicade. So now we're talking about lifelong biologics, where I get an infusion every 4 to 8 weeks for the rest of my life. And I'm 23 years old with my whole life in front of me. So, you know, for me, I was angry at God. I was angry at life. I was angry at my parents. I was angry at the doctor because I did nothing to deserve this. Why did this happen to me? Why isn't it happening to my friends? Why isn't it happening to anyone else I know? Why is it I can't eat food without all of these issues? Why is it I have to go to the bathroom 10 times? Why can't I sleep through the night? Soiling myself. I mean, shame, anger, resentment, pain. And I didn't know what to do with it except take it out on my mom and dad. And then they didn't know what to do. So, you know, my mom would get even more stressed because I'm stressed. And then my doctor would give me 5 minutes of his time and say, okay, you can have this for the rest of your life. You know, try to temper the conversation as much as he could. And then just give me stronger drugs. And I was willing, Brittany, I was willing to take the drugs. Give me whatever. Give me my life back. And I'm sure a lot of us can relate listening to this. Give me whatever. Give me my life back. I can't do this. Until you open up your heart, your spirit, your mind to the idea that maybe I can start healing myself. Maybe there's deeper root causes that the doctors aren't even communicating to me. Maybe that there's something going on with, you know, what is digestion and the microbiome and the gut lining? And what is the immune system and what are these cytokine reactions? And none of that was discussed. And so for years, I was just going, I was thinking, okay, if I go to a better doctor, right, we'll find the best doctor. Let's fly out to Florida. Let's go to Mayo Clinic. Let's go to UCLA. Let's go to Cedars-Sinai. Let's go to the best doctors in the country. And what was really just, you know, affecting my love and spirit and excitement for life is every doctor kept telling me the same thing, even though I had to wait 3 months to see the guy. You're going to be on drugs for the rest of your life. This is incurable. Diet doesn't matter. You know, and maybe once in a while, a doctor would say, well, maybe you could try a probiotic. There's some research on a probiotic or a low residue diet. Oh, maybe you can try a low residue diet. So that's why a lot of times when I tell my story, it's the biggest thing was feeling trapped, not being responsible for my health, delegating out the responsibility to another doctor, to my parents, to someone else besides me, allowing the fact that I wasn't a doctor, or I didn't ask for this disease, to be an excuse for me not to be self-empowered and trained. Because that led me down 4 years of suffering.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing I want to give someone a piece of advice right now as I tell my story, take ownership. That was the biggest mistake I made. I never took ownership, and I allowed the excuse that I'm a kid to be the reason why I didn't take ownership. And I'm telling you, if you're out there and you're listening, and you're, even if your child's 16, 18, 20, even 12 years old, you can take ownership for them, and then you can start training them and giving them ownership. If we're going to put someone behind a wheel of a car, we can give them ownership over what goes over their mouth. If we're going to put a gun in someone's hand, we can put ownership over what supplement goes in their mouth. If we're going to put a piece of alcohol or some alcohol in their hand, then we can give them ownership over their natural health. I think that, you know, those make sense. And I had to get there mentally to say, I'm going to take ownership. But I know I get so caught up when I tell my story about talking about the answers, because I really want to give everyone here who's listening the most I can. But, you know, lo and behold, I suffered for a lot of years. It was, you know, most of my 20s, and I got to a point where it became life-threatening. I spent my 27th birthday hooked up to machines at a hospital in LA. And what was ironic, Brittany, is I was so convicted. I think that really helped me with the natural medicine, is I had this career, I had these dreams. I'm sure we all have our dreams, and I never let them go. So even though I was sick with UC, I kept pushing in my acting career and my modeling career, which at a young age, I wanted that. You know, I just wanted to see what I could do, because I had gotten through a few doors. I was, you know, working on set, and I'd booked some commercials. I booked some low budget movies. I'm a terrible actor, by the way. If you go back, my wife watches one of these old movies I did, and I just had to laugh. I'm so bad. But, you know, it was something that drove me to then also say, hey, I want my freedom back. And that allowed me to start taking control of my health and deciding to learn this biohacking, this functional medicine. But it just got worse and worse. I went on every medication: Entyvio, Remicade, Budesonide, Prednisone. I did obviously low-dose naltrexone when I started looking at functional medicine. I did antibiotics like Skittles year in, year out. Same thing with prednisone, on and off, on and off. I was on methotrexate 6-MP, and I tried alternatives like hookworm therapy, made my own probiotics. I did fast. I did bone broth fast. I only ate pureed carrots for days at a time. You know, I was starting to mix in some natural remedies, but there was nothing like this, like your podcast or these, what's out there now about biohacking. There was nothing like that in 2011, 2010, 2013. I mean, I only had a few books that really helped change my life, like Jordan Rubin's book, Susan Blum, then got into Tony Robbins, Joe Dispenza, a lot of different people. So yeah, it was a tough road, and I nearly died December 14th, 2014. And looking back, the reason I got so sick, and if anyone is getting that sick where diet's not helping and it doesn't seem like any of the regular remedies are helping, I find that underlying viruses are a core problem, I believe, for more than just IBD. I think it's a variety of autoimmune diseases. There are undiscovered, here's what I'm predominantly seeing in a lot of autoimmune, undiscovered parasites, fungal could be mold or candida, and viruses like Epstein-Barr, cytomegalovirus, Coxsackie, echovirus, herpes simplex, VCV, and then bacterial load, things like H. pylori, other different forms of Clostridia, Campylobacter, Yersinia. These are going unfound, and they are causing severe autoimmune reactions. Some of us, that's manifesting into neurological issues or things like lupus or rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, chronic. I've seen connections with asthma. I'm seeing connections with eczema, psoriasis, just chronic pain in the body, anxiety, depression. So when I checked myself out of the hospital, I had already been started training natural medicine in 2012 is when I started going to school for it. I started working really closely with these naturopath professors and becoming good friends, going to lunches, just hanging out with that community, going to the conferences, reading insatiably. And what's brilliant, and another big hack I want to give someone that really helped change my life, is when I was doing the schooling, right, most of the people I was around weren't sick. They weren't sick, Brittany. I was sick. And all of a sudden I said, wait a minute, I get to test this stuff on myself.
Have you heard about Senolytics yet? It is a class of ingredients discovered less than 10 years ago, and they're being called the biggest discovery of our time for promoting healthy aging and enhancing your physical prime. So you know that I absolutely had to get my hands on this. Your goals, your life goals, and your career and beyond require a lot of productivity. I feel that, and you feel that. But let's be honest, the aging process is not our friend when it comes to endless energy and productivity. That's why I started using Qualia Senolytic. As we age, we all kind of acquire these cells in our body that are called senescent cells. They cause symptoms of aging that we both feel. Aches, pains, slow workout recovery, sluggish mental and physical energy, and everything kind of associated with that. They're also known as zombie cells. Basically, they're old and worn out and not serving as useful of a function as they once did. So we can take something like Qualia Senolytic, which helps remove these worn out senescent cells to allow for the rest of our cells to absolutely thrive. And one of the best parts is that you actually only need to take this supplement 2 days out of a month. So I like to do this once every quarter. So I'll do 1 month every quarter where I take these supplements just to really clean out the house, to sweep out all of the old zombie cells and really create space for the healthy new ones to absolutely thrive. And you can do the same. You can resist aging at a cellular level just like I am by using Qualia Senolytic. Go to neurohacker.com/Brittany for up to $100 off and use my code Brittany at checkout for an additional 15% off, which is huge. That's neurohacker.com/Brittany, spelled BRITTANY, for an extra 15% off your purchase. Let me know what you think. It's also linked right on my website in the show notes, so it's super easy for you to use.
They were just talking theoretically, learning and reciting in tests. I was implementing it immediately. I was reading and implementing. It was like, okay, I need more of an alkalizing meal. Oh, this is how I can get more bioavailable. And especially when I read things around the gut. Oh, glutamine. Oh, colostrum. Oh, bifidobacterium versus lactobacillus strains. Oh, stomach acid. How do I get that up? Meditation, engaging the parasympathetic. Wow. So I was trying them. That made me so, I retained my information that much more. One of the biggest problems we have in school is we just learn, we take a test and we forget. So I was implementing when we got to I remember this one class, we were going really heavy into the nervous system. And one of the big points is you've got to practice meditation. I'm a guy from Virginia. I was watching sports all day. What did I know about meditation? I was not the guy until I decided that even though it's uncomfortable and I don't want to do it, my health, my learning, my experience means more than my comfort level. So ask yourself right now, what means more? What's more of a priority? So I kept putting the learning and the experience above it. Same thing with coffee enemas or probiotic retention enemas, or mucosa healing enemas, castor oil packs, eventually when I started telling people, hey, yeah, I've lost control of my bowel movements, when I had to go on a date and tell someone what I had been through, it's not exactly romantic. I was terrified. I was terrified of dating. So, there's a lot of angles to this, but the big point is I just kept being willing to face discomfort and saying and hanging in the pocket. I know I'm going to learn. I'm going to implement. I'm going to try. I'm going to journal. And, eventually what happened is I was able to go from wheelchair, 122 pounds on chemotherapy, which was the antiviral to help save my life. I was on 200 milligrams of infused prednisone. Then I tapered down to taking 60 milligram tablets. And then tapered, 60 milligram, then started working off that. I was on Ambient, and then I had to come off Dilaudid. I was on 3 grams of Dilaudid in the hospital every day when I was stuck in the hospital fighting for my life. So I had to come off that legal heroin. And then I was also Ambient, Methotrexate, and Entyvio. So that was my load of med drugs. And then I couldn't walk. It took me about 3 months to be able to walk again because I had lost so much weight and I had such muscle atrophy. So, I would watch Netflix and Space Odyssey and drool because I had so much drugs in me that I couldn't really think clearly or put sentences together. And then my mom and my sister took times living with me in Santa Monica, California until about 4 months later where I felt like I could start to take care of myself. Anyone who wants to see a glimpse of that, if you go to YouTube and you type in Dane Johnson, 23andMe, What was so serendipitous, Brittany, is that my roommate's sister worked for 23andMe, the genetic company, and they were doing a special on IBD and they wanted to come and I had no income. I was paying my rent and I had no income and they actually saved me because they paid me to come to my house and interview me while I was trying to heal myself housebound.
Wow.
And you can see it. There's a little glimpse of it, but you'll see my mind. You'll see how I was thinking, guys. I was dead in the middle of it. I weighed 140 pounds in that interview, and I'm 190 pounds today, 6'2". So you could just hear my mind. I was determined. I had changed my mind before my body physically changed. So I was housebound for a year, and I slowly, you know, be able to walk to a stop sign, be able to walk, you know, half a mile, be able to walk, you know, five times around my house without losing control of my bowel movements, being able to handle more than just a liquid meal, being able to cook actual whole food meals, getting rid of the pain, stopping the bleeding, getting rid of the cramping and urgency, trying to figure out where to invest the limited money I had. And I'm telling you, I mean, Brittany, the biggest thing I did is I changed my mind and I changed my spirit. I know people don't like it because it's not so much of that biohack answer, that protocol. But if you don't change your mind about what you're doing, the investment you're making, and stop and get rid of your resentment, the anger, and start seeing this as your time to shine, your time to build who you're going to be for the rest of your life, you can't win. I mean, how else was I housebound? I got to a point where I was life-threatening. I was stuck in a house. I couldn't do anything. And I was angry and depressed about it for years until I woke up and I was done being a victim. I was done being angry. I got on my knees. I started praying. I became cool and I started talking to God. I started talking to my dad, who we didn't have as much of a relationship as I wanted before that. I started telling people what was right and I stopped telling them what was wrong. And then because I got that positive energy, I was willing to do uncomfortable things. When you're angry and depressed, you can't do uncomfortable things. So uncomfort. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to journal every day. I'm only going to eat what I cook. I'm going to find a reason to smile, even though I just pooped my pants 10 minutes ago. I got like that. And I can say that to you, the whole world right now, because I let go of shame. I don't care. I don't care. And I let go of the shame. I'm going to get on my knees right now and pray in front of people. Can watch me. I don't care. I'll pray. I'll say a prayer right now in front of everybody. I don't care. I am committed to feeling good.
It's a very powerful story so far. Like I feel so inspired by it, even though Crohn's and colitis is not something I've personally gone through. But I think it's very relatable no matter what your health issues might have been, because it typically follows this same journey that you're talking about of putting the responsibility in someone else's hands and it not working out and it causing all of this psychological and emotional distress for you. And there comes a point where there has to be this mindset shift of taking ownership and taking responsibility for your health, like you're talking about. I'm curious if you have any insight or from what you've seen with working with clients of why do you think people struggle so much with taking ownership for their health? Like, is it the society that we grow up in that says, hey, go to the doctor when you're sick? Or do you think there's more to it than that?
That's a great question. Also a loaded question. I think we could take the rest of the podcast to dissect it. But from my experience and what I've seen from others, we're conditioned that if it's not our fault, it's not our responsibility. That's our conditioning. We're also conditioned that there's certain things that we're supposed to delegate. You know, even 30 years ago, we delegated out our finances. You know, oh, just put it in the company's hand. Just rely on your pension. Oh, just do your 401k. You'll be fine. It's the same thing with our health. We're just becoming aware right now that delegating out our health was idiotic and putting it in a doctor's hand, as smart and brilliant and how grateful I am for our doctors, it is not their responsibility to make sure I'm healthy. It's mine. They're on my board. They help me. They work for me, right? We pay their bills. So I get to choose my GI doctor or any form of doctor. I get to choose my ND. I get to choose my life coach, my mental health coach, whatever coaches. But I am the CEO of my health. And that a lot of people around us are just not getting there, especially our youth and what's happening. And I know a lot of people are going to resonate with this. Our moms and dads are running in circles, tearing out our hair, trying to help our kids get their health back because our kids are getting sick. And we have never prepared our kids for this, even talk to them in this way. Kids never prepare their own meal. They don't understand food. You know, even us as adults, we don't even know what fiber is. I can go up to the average person on the street and just, you know, ask them, hey, what's fiber? No one understands what fiber is. People hardly even understand macronutrients. No one's eating food. If you look at the percentage of people who are actually eating local food from a farm, it's under 10%, maybe 4%. We have made everything. So number one, we're not trained to be self-empowered and say, your life is your responsibility. Your health is your responsibility. Two, we've delegated out all the tough things in life. Like food is one big convenience tax. Like we're finding that all, especially in the United States, all this food has got these problems and that. Oh my God, the oils, the glyphosate, the chemicals, packaged goods, basically. It's because we got rid of our families who cook home cooked meals. We delegated it out. So the core issues to me is a lack of responsibility and being trained to be self-empowered and realizing that just because it's not your fault doesn't mean it's not your responsibility. Okay. That's a big one. And then two is understanding that all these conveniences around you are a large part of the reason why we're getting sick. Okay. The conveniences are causing pollution and toxins and affecting the human on every level. So we need to start becoming responsible for our eating habits, what we put in our mouth. And we have to control not eating certain foods that are really meant to be addictive. I mean, there's plenty of clinical research to show that McDonald's is made to be addictive. Candy, Kit Kat bars, what they put in Skittles, Coca-Cola is addictive. So we've got all this stuff around us that's extremely addictive. And then we don't know what else to do for our kids as parents. I mean, I just had my second son. It's difficult to get your kids not only to eat good food, but then to cook for them every day because of the cost of living and the time we have to work. So there's a lot going on here that we have to come back and say, I'm committed to creating a healthy environment for myself and my family. And what's going to happen in that deal, guys, everyone listening, is if you keep walking towards this and you take the harder route, the bigger hill, the chance of you getting sick from any disease is going to go down. The chance of you having mental health disorders, depression, anxiety is going to go down. Self-confidence is going to go up. How you physically look is going to be even better. Hair, skin, nails, bloating, gas, mental clarity, sleep, all going to get better through learning about biohacking. Your memory, your natural energy, your ability to connect with others, all going to get better. Your ability to be creative and passionate, all that resides from feeling good inside. If you're an artistic person listening right now, you know that your artistic integrity really starts to thrive when you feel good. If you're having a bad day, you don't feel like writing, you don't feel like painting, you don't feel like writing that song. Everything is connected to this. And that's what I learned when I started really healing, is I realized that I wanted this. I didn't just need it. And so that was a big change. So when I finally checked myself out of the hospital and I was housebound for a year, it started in the mind, it started in the spirit. Once I got that excitement, once I saw it as an investment, once I saw it as something that was going to make the new me, I left the old Dane away, the guy drinking beers, the guy eating McDonald's, the guy trying to put on 20 pounds of muscle just for his ego. I let all that go. All that was in the past. That was college. That was the old me. The new me, my number one priority was health, wellness, how I felt, my spirit, the integrity of my word, my connection to earth and the sun, like just being happy that it's a sunny day. That's why I moved to California and I pay these taxes. Okay. Everyone wants to know. That's why. Because it means more to me. The sun, the earth, the ocean, and being connected with like-minded people who have that same value system. The organic food, there's tons of it here. So I made that number one when I was about 25, 26, right before I got chronically sick. I started making that shift. I'm 37 now. So for the last 11 or 12 years, that's been my number one priority. And then I enjoy like a hobby learning about functional medicine, learning about biohacking, listening to podcasts just like you guys, reading different books. And then I have built a family around that environment. So, you know, my kids are not being, they eat organic food. They have home cooked meals. We don't have gluten. We don't have processed dairy or any of that in the house because I have dedicated myself to prioritizing making those systems in my life. Was it easy? No. Did I have to deal with everything else everyone else is dealing with? Yes. But I've spent 10 years saying that's my priority. I'm going to figure it out financially, culturally, relationship-wise, you know, how we run our home. We've just continued to prioritize making that work.
If you're like me, you are thinking about your energy field. You're thinking about radiation, EMF, and 5G around you. And honestly, you're kind of worried about it as well. What if I told you could just get a product, put it in your house, set it and forget it, and know that you're actually reducing the amount of EMF and radiation around you? That's where Lila Quantum Tech comes in. Their products actually neutralize EMF, even in electric cars. And this is so, so important because we are so bombarded with the amount of EMF and radiation in today's society. So their key product that I love is their Infinity Block. And it has actually been proven to increase ATP production, which is the energy in our cells, by 20 to 29%. So this really, really does matter. Leela Quantum Tech has over 59 studies, and they actually also have another 6 in progress. They are randomized, placebo-controlled, and double-blind studies proving the great benefits of their products. I really suggest you get this Infinity Block. If you can get something that you can put in your house and say, hey, this is actually helping to neutralize how much EMF me and my family are exposed to, it just makes sense. Why would you not want some sort of safety measure like that that you can count on? They also have a Heal capsule, which is like a little capsule that you can bring with you anywhere you go. And it does this same thing, obviously, to a smaller degree and smaller circumference around you. So I like to wear this when I go on planes, because there's so much radiation on planes and EMF. And I like to wear it just in general when I travel. Their products have been proven to optimize HRV and improve your blood and obviously ATP production, like I said. So that's what I would do. I would really recommend looking into how you can manage your quantum energy field better, because this is such a key aspect of optimizing your health. You can get a significant discount through the link on my website and also in the show notes, and that will help you be able to get this at a better price. So again, that's Leela Quantum Tech. I have the Infinity Block. It's in my bedroom. I actually sleep right beside it. And then I also have their Heal capsule on a necklace that I take with me everywhere I go. And these are the two that I would recommend. I think this is a great starting pack for you, and provides substantial coverage in order to neutralize the EMF that's around you and optimize your health.
I love that. And I can relate again to like so many of the principles that you follow and that you've implemented. My health journey has been very different, but similar. And, you know, it's a lifelong journey, and it sounds so cheesy, but it actually is a lifestyle. Like it's not this one and done thing. Oh, I followed this diet and now I'm good for the rest of my life. It's really every day choosing to go work out, go to bed on time, take the right supplements, whatever it might be. It really kind of takes over your life. But then you feel great and you look great and you show up better for the people who matter in your life. And so it really is worth it at the end of the day. And it's just helping people get to that point. So I know we kind of talked about mindset as like the first initial kicking off point that people really need to hone in on and nail. And so after that, what would be a couple of strategies or methodologies that you really love that have proved to be the most effective in your natural recovery from Crohn's and colitis?
Amazing. Great question, Brittany. So once you've got it in your mind that you're saying, this is my priority, this is what I want to invest in, this is going to take precedence. The second thing is you've got to start getting out of the body's way. The second most important thing is you've got to stop poisoning yourself, and you've got to let the body divinely just start healing itself. If you look at the term fasting, fasting's been around for thousands of years, but every year I see a new, great, wonderful book or summit or a lot of the best in the world talking about fasting, 3-day water fast or intermittent fasting and autophagy. The reason I say that is because fasting is one of the fastest ways to heal the body, but you're literally doing nothing except getting out of the body's way. Now, I'm not suggesting if you're chronically sick with IBD right now and you're malnourished in any way, you should fast. Speak with a doctor. That's beyond this podcast. Fasting has a time and place, but it needs to be done strategic. My point is that if you look at the power of fasting for cancer or autoimmune diseases or cleaning up the microbiome or helping clean up the cells and toxicities, it's one of the best things you can do. So the second thing I want you to do is get out of the body's way. So stop worrying so much about what you should eat and start worrying more about what you shouldn't eat. Okay. If you can just get rid of processed seed oils, processed foods, most packaged goods. Okay. If you can start cooking more of your meals, just preparing your meals yourself, so you know what's actually in it. If you could start getting rid of so much sugar, really the only sugar you need is honey and some fruit. Nature doesn't have any other natural sugars. So just look at earth. Try to eat from the earth, okay? And then you can decide whether it's more plant, more meat, polysaccharides, phytic acid or arsenic or lectins are a problem. That's a later discussion. Just try to eat from the earth and get happy doing it. So remember, the spiritual has to go when you actually take action. It's going to be hard spiritually to get rid of gluten and get rid of donuts and get rid of that soda and get rid of those, all those little things. So when you start getting out of the body's way, I want you to replace it with something you want, like freedom. So when I was getting, when I was working on my addictions to crappy food, I would go out in the sun and listen to Bob Marley and start gardening and start sweating and start going towards my physical goals. Because to eat good is also one of the most important thing you need to do and get in great shape. You ever heard abs are made in the kitchen? So what I want to do is I want you to get excited about what you're going to replace that with. Oh my God, Dane's going to make me get rid of gluten. Yeah, but what am I going to give you? I'm going to give you better abs. I'm going to give you less bloating. I'm going to give you better skin. I'm going to give you less migraines. I'm going to give you clearer thinking. I'm going to give you better breath. Okay. That's what I want you to replace it with something you want. Here's the deal. Healing yourself of an autoimmune disease and becoming the best version of yourself are the exact same thing. Write that down, everybody. Healing yourself of an autoimmune disease or any chronic illness and becoming the best version of yourself are the exact same thing. If I woke up one day and let's say I had never been sick and I said, man, I'm tired of being a little overweight. I'm tired of having low energy. I'm tired of looking this way. I want to look better naked. I want to be the best version of myself. I want to feel great, look great. I want to just have natural energy. I don't want to have to rely on caffeine. It would be the exact same thing the person who's chronically sick needs to do. That light bulb moment for me changed my life. I said, oh my gosh, all I have to do is be the best version of myself. It's the exact same thing. Optimize your genetics and you will thrive in your career, your relationship, what you can do, what you see in the mirror, your excitement to go exercise, all of it goes up. When it feels so good to feel good, and you'll stop desiring the false feeling good. The falseness in, you know, drugs and the falseness in McDonald's and processed foods and the falseness in alcohol. Did you really have the best time of your life? Really? So, you know, it's, that's what I do is I want you to start. Second thing is I want you to start choosing to become the best version of yourself and facing your fears of not needing to poison yourself. Get out of the body's way and then face it spiritually and talk about it. Talk about it. Talk about it. Find a partner in doing it. And then come up with subs. Like if I want to have a brownie, I make a brownie at home. Keto friendly with a very clean almond flour. If I want spaghetti, I make it at home. So when there's certain things that are not so good for IBD or might affect me, I make it at home. And even now, I'm not worried. I can eat all sorts of things because I've healed my gut. My digestion is optimized. My microbiome diversity is great. I have no inflammation. I take no medications. My body can handle a variety of food, but I still do this because it makes me feel the best. You see that? So if you can condition that and really make that true in a belief system, there's a difference between knowing and believing. You have to get to a place where it's true at a cellular level, not just that makes sense. I should do that. How many times have you heard that, Brittany? That makes sense. I should do that. And you're looking at them like, you should or will, you know? So that's the difference. So a lot of us are sitting here and we've heard this information over and over again, but something's stopping us from doing it. And that's why I'm driving this forward. That's why I keep hitting this over and over again. Something's stopping you from doing it. What is it? Face it. Attack it viciously. And even if you don't do it perfectly, I don't care. I want you to get in the ring and throw a punch. So get out of the body's way. Understand what's holding you back from trying. And then the more you practice and those yearnings for that Starbucks coffee or that candy or that gluten or that cake start coming up, just sit with it and listen to it and talk about it. And then, you know, look for substitutes. And the more you practice, the easier it gets. I never think about those things anymore. Honest to God. So that's the second thing. Get out of the body's way. That's a huge one. If you can do that, you might get massive results just with step two. You might get massive results and just replace it with hobbies and laughter and community and love and fitness and feeling good and waking up for your dreams. Okay. Replace it. And then the third thing is that's where you want to start building your customized, what I call the daily blueprint. So, and again, all this is me learning how to heal myself from years and years of trial and error where I sat back and I would, and this is where meditation I was talking about earlier really helped me because meditation cleared my mind to be able to look at the problem at face value and give honest answers on what was wrong. So when I was failing and getting overwhelmed, one of the honest answers was I hadn't committed to what I was going to do on a day-to-day level. Meaning there was all this good stuff that could be done, but I was doing it 60% of the time. I hadn't built a routine like brushing my teeth. Like I am committed to doing this. And then addressing the fact of, will I get overwhelmed if I make this commitment? Because you can say I'll be committed to doing this, but if you get overwhelmed, you're out of integrity. So what the deal you make with yourself has to be in integrity with what you're spiritually ready for. I bet what Brittany was doing 4 years ago was a lot less than what she can handle now spiritually. Is that true, Brittany? Like you have way more patience and ability to handle a lot more protocol than you did 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah, absolutely. The learning curve is huge itself. It really is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like learning Chinese. It just takes time. You get better and better and better. Or Mandarin, I should say, not Chinese. Apologize to all my Mandarin speaking people. So the point is that it's a conditioning. You have to be aware that it's not always going to be comfortable. So now you're going to build your daily blueprint. This is what I commit to from the moment I wake up to go to bed, and I'm going to do it. And now everyone has their day off or you're traveling and things happen, but you at least know this. I want you to build it. I want you to write it out. And then I want you to journal on it. So the second section is really where you start customizing your plan. Get out of the body's way and then customize the solution for you. That's where you come onto trainings. That's where you get educated and you start cherry picking ideas that can be customized to your plan. Am I going to be AIP, SCD? Am I going to do low FODMAP, GAPS diet? Am I going to do any of these specific diets, more plant-based, more meat-based? How much fiber, polyphenols, resistant starches? What supplements work? Okay. So that's where you start looking at it. And how does it make sense? When you get here, the big hack I want to give you right now is I want 80% of your plan to be first thing in the morning and last thing at night. Because that's going to make it simple and it's going to increase your consistency. So just like brushing your teeth, if you're taking supplements, I would recommend that you try to take them with breakfast or before breakfast and then take the majority of them with dinner or after dinner or right before dinner. You're at home. So that way you can travel and do your thing during the middle of the day and be free. All you have to do is figure out lunch, okay? Where you can just use what I call food philosophy and assess the risk of food and just eat something clean. Okay. If you need a digestive enzyme there, so be it. So, you know, you want to do 80% of your plan morning and night, and then you want to come up with a style of eating and then figure out how you can complete that style at home or at different restaurants or different grocery stores. When I was chronically sick, my biggest fan is I would go to Whole Foods or Sprouts and I would just buy little things and make my own meals because the restaurants were just, there was a lot of food fear. I couldn't handle them. My gut was extremely sensitive. I couldn't eat anything. So I had to be very, very specific. You know, I did really well with certain meats. So I would get a rotisserie chicken, an avocado, have a little salt in my book bag, drink some, you know, a little bit of water. And maybe if they had like some really broken down sweet potato or purple potato, I might do that. Like that was a common AIP style meal I made. And I would get that out in New York or get it in LA or wherever I was. So that's where you look at your daily blueprint and make sense of it. So put it together and then start answering, well, how does this fit my work schedule, my kids' schedule? How does this fit my weekends? How does this fit on vacation? And that just takes time. But the more you practice, the more you do. The second layer of that is then I want you to start journaling on that experience. 5 minutes morning, 5 minutes at night. If you want to journal, you can shoot me a message. Just click the link in the show notes. I know Brittany's going to put that down there. Shoot a message and say, hey, Dane was talking about his 60-day healing journal. I'll send it over to you. And I just want you to fill it out 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at night. Anyone in our program, we have them fill out their journal. It's tremendously valuable. So there, what you can do is now understand variables. Once you build your blueprint, the problem is you don't understand what variables making you better or worse or neutral. So if I'm taking a probiotic, I'm taking curcumin, I'm taking a binder, I'm taking liver support, I'm doing all these things. These are new to you. You hardly know what they do. And you don't know. And all of a sudden, if your symptoms are going up or down, you're not sure why. But every day, if you take 5 minutes to talk about when you had an experience, what that experience was, how you felt, you're going to start getting knowledge on the moving variables within your daily blueprint. So simplify your plan and then start understanding the moving variables. Because if you work with any functional doctor, they're going to take certain variables and start titrating up on them. Let's do more liver support. Let's do more parasitic cleanse. Let's do more, you know, anti-H. pylori or digestive support. So those are variables that you want to prove are working and be able to scale them. All right. So that's where you can start what I call getting on the offense of healing. A good offense is a great defense. If you want to reduce the risk of what if these symptoms come back and all that, you want to stay on the offense. And an offense can be simple if you set your daily blueprint up correctly. All right. I hope this is making sense, everybody. And everyone's having some aha moments. This is how healing is done. Okay. It's got to be simple. It's got to be something consistent. It's got to be something where you understand the variables. If you keep changing your plan every 3 days, you don't understand the variables. You're going to get overwhelmed. You're going to freak out and break down and quit and then hire someone else and then hire someone else and then hire someone else. And then eventually come up to the idea that it's me and my body can't heal. You have to have consistency. You have to have, it has to be simple enough that you can keep it up and that you can see what's working. The amount of moving variables you should be playing with is probably about 3 or 5 at a time. If you're expert, maybe you get up to 7. What does 3 or 5 mean? I'm trying a new supplement. I don't know if it works. That's a new variable. I'm doing a new protocol. I'm doing Castropack or an enema, or I'm doing adding in saunas. I don't know if that's causing me to have a Herxheimer reaction or not. That's a new variable. Okay? 3 to 5 variables. Be consistent. Only move a little bit of a time. Realize that your body's going to get massive ROI just by doing stage 2, which is getting out of the body's way. So if you're getting out of the body's way and being consistent, that's where anyone who said they did a diet and felt better, that's all it was. The famous diets are not about what you're eating. It's about what you're not eating. Okay? Because it's the things that cause the inflammatory response that's terrible. You're having a reaction to that. You're leaky, you know, leaky gut, this casein protein or this gliadin from the gluten is getting there and messing you up. You can't break down that fiber. It's freaking your body out. So a lot of times it's about not what you're eating and then, you know, so forth. We can go on. That's another podcast to go into the food route, unless, Brittany, you want me to.
Yeah, that's, I love how actionable those tips are. I just think it's so powerful to really create this daily blueprint of what you can personally follow. And that's really what we're seeing actually in health and wellness in general, is this idea of personalized healthcare, personalized medicine, rather than a one size fits all, or, you know, just take this supplement, everybody, and you'll be fine. It's no, we actually need to look at your lifestyle and your hormones and stress levels and your biomarkers and things like that, so that we can actually make something that is tailored specifically to you, and then you will get better results. So I love that that is what you teach in your program, because I think that is the key to success, one of them anyway. I'm curious kind of how you advise people who potentially do this blueprint that you're talking about, and, you know, they have some success, but then maybe they have like a setback, or maybe they go to a wedding and it's like all the food, all the cake, all the champagne, whatever it is, alcohol, whatever. And they have this like moment of doubt in their healing journey. How do you navigate that? And what advice would you give?
Beautiful, beautiful question. So a lot in there that first we want to start with that proven system. So when we start, I'm going to start you off with generic ideas. When I hear your case, that I'm going to say, this makes sense for you. Now, if you're telling me you're a vegan, you're a vegetarian, you have histamine reactions, you have MCS, you have, you know, PSC, you have any other things, that might change what I start you with. But I want a proven system that's simple, so you don't get overwhelmed and you can do it. Now, when adversity comes, right? I got to go to a wedding, or I ate this, or I had a setback. We call those speed bumps. First, can you learn from it? If you learn from a speed bump, it's not as big of a deal, because now we can critique our shield for the future. So my program's called Shield for that reason, the ability to respond to adversity. If I have a negative side effect while traveling on vacation or at a wedding, or because I got stressed, or I got in a fight with my significant other, I didn't get good sleep that night, that's telling me something about my plan that needs to be more personalized to me. So for instance, I was working with this famous director where he would get reactions after being on set with, you know, Nicki Minaj till 4 a.m. because music videos go forever. And then he would start to have speed bumps. So what we did is we actually found that he had adrenal fatigue. So we started building protocols specifically for the days he had to shoot. So he would do a lot more like Adrenatone by Designs for Health. We would have more fats, a lot of salt, keep away any sugars. We would do high dose mucosal healers and anti-inflammatories before and even during the night. And then he would pack his lunch. He wouldn't eat anything there because he knew he was at more risk. And all of a sudden, Dane, no problems, no problems. I'm on a plane. I'm over here. I'm doing this. No problem. So that was where we customized an answer. So sometimes the first solution there is what's wrong, what's happening wrong can be the very information you need to have long-term success. Okay. What's going wrong to the right practitioner can give them just the information they need to figure out what you need for long-term success, because it can tell us about what might be going wrong. For instance, that was adrenal issues. Okay. If I'm looking, you know, there's other issues with MCAS or histamine issues. So speed bumps can be great if you learn from them. Everyone's going to have them. Don't kick yourself in the butt for getting them. I've had plenty myself. Everyone has. Honestly, I'm more worried about the opposite. If you come in and you go symptom free in 3 weeks and then you're perfectly fine, you don't have any adversity, you don't know what you're doing. You have no idea what you're doing in the long run. You have what I call MPS syndrome. Okay. Magic protocol syndrome, that you came in, I built you a protocol, it magically worked. You went off to the sunset and then never learned anything ever and never had any adversity. 6 months, a year or 2 years later, something's going to go wrong and you have no idea how to protect yourself. To truly heal from any disease, you have to learn to respond to adversity. Shield. You cannot eradicate adversity. You have to respond to it. That's why everyone gets all emotionally upset about this idea of cure. Forget cure. You can't cure anything. If you stop brushing your teeth, your gingivitis will flare. I guarantee it. Okay? If you stop taking care of yourself emotionally, if you stop taking care of your marriage, the I love yous are going to stop and you're in there. That's going to flare up as well. Okay? Everything will get worse if you don't take care of it. Okay? There's no such thing as eradicating adversity, stress, or anything from manifesting. Okay? If it's not. So there's a balance in life. So when those speed bumps come, know that one, I'm learning about my unique experience. I'm learning how to take care of myself specifically. Like I got salmonella in Thailand. I got E. coli in Mexico City. I had C. diff problems. I had a problem with COVID messed me up like a year and a half ago and I had to learn my lesson. There's lessons to be learned. So don't kick yourself in the butt. Don't get overwhelmed by it. See it as a learning experience and respond to the adversity through building that customized plan. Okay. So that's another answer. The second thing is you need to start preparing now. When you get on the offense, there are certain things you have to do to reduce the risk of you getting adverse reactions when you're traveling, you're at a wedding, you have a celebration meal. That's another thing. Change your language. Stop telling people, stop talking about cheating, cheat meals. We don't cheat. We celebrate. Okay. If you want to celebrate, build your shield, understand it, and go out there and rock and roll. All right. And if it doesn't work, pick yourself up, learn from it, and come at it again 2 months later with a new plan. Okay. I was talking with a client the other day about this. She was 14. She started with us with 28. She's now 33. She's been symptom medication free of Lyme disease, asthma, and ulcerative colitis since she was 33 years now. And she'd been chronically sick since she was 14 before that. She had so much trauma. We just did a case study. So in the program, we'll actually do like a 90-minute session of talking about the last year or two of how they did everything. What were their speed bumps? What did they learn? What was that time when they traveled? All that. So we filmed hers yesterday and we were talking about the first time she tried fast food. And we don't advise, you should not be eating fast food. It's trash. It's not good for you. But she had such food fear that when she was symptom free, we said, let's give you a goal of going out and eating a burger and fries and a Coke and then showing that your body will be okay. And she did. She went out and she meditated and grounded and did emotional freedom technique and got a little burger and got a little Coca-Cola and ate it and then had one or two normal bowel movements the next day and emotionally healed in a big way. Did she go out and keep eating fast food? No, because she knew it was trash, but it helped her heal. So when you have setbacks, realize that there's a learning experience. It's okay to celebrate if you know what you're doing. I want you to come at these adversities, at these stresses strategically. You have to learn how to come at it. So the last thing I'll say about it is, and it's a loaded question. I hope it's not too much, Brittany, here, but the last thing I want you to do is when you know that you're going to travel, when you know that you're going to have something coming up, you need to understand how supplements or herbs or protocol can be organized and helpful. So for instance, in the SHIELD program, we teach people the five categories of supplements. See, if I go to Whole Foods, there's 500 supplements on the wall and I don't know what is what. And most of the time, you and I are making the mistake that we're just taking whatever our ND tells us to take. That's a big mistake. The first thing you have to do is organize the value of a supplement. So the five categories are probiotic, supportive supplement, mucosal healer, antipathogen, and binder. Okay. And so when you have an organization, you can look at it and say which one of these products fits in that category, and then you'll have a better understanding of what it can do. Probiotics, microbiome diversity, digestion, gut lining, cytokine balance, you know, mucosal healer, calming down the gut lining, helping to create a barrier between, you know, the food and the epithelial cell wall, reducing inflammation, helping to calm down mucus and blood and urgency, things like that, right? So you can, and now this is specifically to IBD. Obviously, different diseases might have different ways of communicating this. But when you travel, you want to have one of each category. So if I'm traveling or going somewhere, whether I get food poisoning or I start getting a stress response or my body starts flaring up, I want to have a probiotic with me. I want to have an antipathogen. An antipathogen means a killing agent of infection. So for me personally, I know viral load can kick my butt. So I always have viral load like Dacuna. I use Dacuna and Atunia, well, from Nutramedics, amazing products. Maybe have a little lysine. And then I might bring a broad spectrum antipathogen like wad of oregano, which is anti-candida, antibacterial, some antiparasitic. That's also really good to kill off foodborne illnesses. So if you're getting food poisoning or waterborne illness, you know, then that can help as well. And then I'll want to bring a binder. A binder is something that can grab toxins, grab foodborne illnesses and help your body evacuate, get it out. Okay. If you're going to be using killing agents, you might be getting a Herx and you really need to know what you're doing. Don't do this unless you're trained. okay? And you understand drainage pathways and how all this works. But there's a release of mycotoxins and endotoxins and other types of toxicity that the body then needs to release. So binders are going to help grab them and get them out of your body. That's also really good for chronic diarrhea. That's a big problem. I see you. Oh, I went to a wedding or I went and traveled and then I got chronic diarrhea. What do I do? So a binder, great. Bentonite clay, GI detox by Biobotanical Research, wonderful product. Vired Chem by Cellcore, wonderful product. Those are three different variety of binders I love. I use all three. Okay, so a binding agent and in a supportive supplement might also be like an anti-inflammatory. I like andrographis, N-acetylglucosamine, boswellia, curcumin, you know, so those types. So if you have a supportive supplement, like an anti-inflammatory specifically is most important. If you have a binder, mucosal healer, an antipathogen, and a probiotic, then you're probably at least protected to be able to handle what may come as you go out and try to live your life and prove that you're no longer a sick person and you can go do these things.
Wow. I just appreciate that so much. I appreciate all of that advice. And I know that people listening to this who are suffering with similar gut health issues or Crohn's, colitis really are taking notes because I'm taking notes. So I know that they will be taking notes too. And I will definitely link all of that in the show notes so people could find that. But I would love for you to talk a bit more about your program as we wrap up here and really kind of how it works and how people who are ready to take that serious step with their health can get success through it and learn from it.
Wonderful. Thank you. And everyone, I hope this has been learning for you. My goal is to put my best foot forward and build integrity and trust with you. As a person who's been in your shoes, family spent all our money, nowhere to go and suffered for years, I just feel compelled to try to do it right and really help. Impact is most important. Okay. So that shows that before you look at my program, just realize whoever you work with, you want to build trust and integrity with that leader, the person whose program you're joining. And you really should. Anyone, no matter what disease, I would highly recommend to get in a program. If I'm looking back, I wish I had what I had built. That's why I built it. I would have done anything to have this when I was chronically sick. I needed this. That was my beacon and really the passion behind building the Shield program. I just built what I needed. And so make sure you have trust and integrity because healing is not linear. It's very difficult and we all have our own stuff. So you just need to start with, I believe this person has a good moral compass, that they have integrity, that they really can help me. And I trust that this can be the best use of my money, my time, my energy. Okay. So, and two is really get trained. Don't just do what people tell you to do or a doctor tells you to do. Really learn it. Ask questions. If someone puts you on a supplement, ask why. Take notes and refute it if you don't agree. Make them earn that you're going to take it. You have to buy it and take it. Make it worth it. Okay. And so the Shield program is my version of that. And if you feel like I'm the best for you, I'm going to do everything in my power to get you massive success. Okay. That's just my commitment to you. And please click the link in the show notes below. So I know you came from Brittany. Shout out to Brittany. Thank you for having me. Thank you for bringing me on your podcast. I'm so grateful to be here. And yeah, we pay it forward together, right? We win together. So SHIELD, it stands for supplements, herbs, imagination, exercise, lifestyle, and diet. The six pillars of health. You compound them all together to build your personalized shield so you can respond to adversity and be free for long-term results. The SHIELD program is impact-driven. So it's specifically for IBD. We also do work with some people undiagnosed. So if you have these chronic symptoms and the doctors haven't said you have IBD, we still will look at your case. We have worked with undiagnosed and IBS and microscopic colitis, pancolitis, lymphocytic colitis, all of that, yes. And post-surgery, people who've already had surgeries, been on drugs for 20 years. We have members who've been sick for 40 years plus getting great results. You can see our testimonies on YouTube. You just type in YouTube, Dane Johnson Shield. We have hundreds of testimonies there. You can watch. They're amazing. They're all real people. No one said to do the testimony. That's our community. So the Shield program includes, these are really important to get real results. And I look forward in any program you do. It includes 3 months of private coaching. So your coach will be an IBD specialist. Your coach will have IBD themselves. Your coach has already reversed their own symptoms. And your coach only works with people with IBD every single day. Those are the things I needed when I hired all those NDs. Because the problem was none of them had IBD themselves. No one had specialized in IBD. And no one could show me a testimony of healing someone like me. You know, they were just reading the books and reciting what the supplement companies told them or the books told them. They didn't really specialize in it. So that's a big thing. You have a coach. It's a lifetime membership. You're going to go through also a 12-week course, which is going to you know, train you on how to be empowered and a lot of stuff we talked about today. And then plus lifetime membership and tons of bonus material. So you're never going to run short of material. I do lives every week. So Tuesday this morning, I did a live for the whole community. This week was on like traveling and IBD. So every week you'll be able to come talk to me for free. It's included in the program as well. And then we have access to lab work. So we can do a stool analysis in Dubai, stool analysis in Africa. We can do organic acid tests, mold analysis, heavy metal, environmental toxicity. We can do all the labs. We use the best supplements in the world of high integrity, and we get you the best price possible. It's not just marketing. We give you huge discounts. And then we pay for your first round of supplements. We give you the $400 to $450 gift card when you join the Shield program, just included to make sure it's a, you know, you pay one fee, one time investment, and then you're in, ready to go. And so you guys, if you're interested in the Shield program and you really need help, we're here for you. We're excited to work with you and get you massive success. I'm very confident that we can get you success if you have IBD. And if you're on a budget and you really need support, we do have a new, more budget-friendly program coming up that you can check out. So either way, click the link in the link below. So we know you came from Brittany, and then, you know, get connected with us and we'll be sure to take care of you.
That's awesome. I love how comprehensive your program is. Like, just really looking at this from every single angle is so smart, and it's just so supportive, like the way that you've designed the program, one-on-one, a course, supplements, these live talks that you do is very smart. So I will 100% put that on my website, link it in the show notes so people can easily find you. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. This was so informative, and I know my community definitely got a lot out of it.
Thank you so much, guys. Healing is possible. Keep learning. Keep growing. You can connect with us also on Instagram, Crohn's Colitis_lifestyle.com, or me, DaneJohnson1 on Instagram or YouTube. Email info@Crohn's Colitis Lifestyle.com. Brittany, thank you so much for having me. I am so excited about what we were able to accomplish and do today. God bless, guys. Talk soon.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Biohacking with Brittany. If you're interested in finding the show notes or the sponsors for this episode, you can do so on my website, which is biohackingbrittany.com. Remember to follow me on Instagram, where I'm most active. My handle is @biohackingbrittany. And if you're interested in working together and you want to email me directly, you can do that. My email is info@biohackingbrittany.com. And I look forward to hearing from you and having you tune in next week.